insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. Before we begin to explain the verse, let's hear verse 104 that we are about to explain.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu dhurna wasma'u wa lil kafirin adhabun aleem.
In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا. O you who have faith, do not say رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا أُنْظُرْنَا, but say أُنْظُرْنَا and listen, وَاسْمَعُوا. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and there is a painful punishment for the faithless. This is a very interesting verse. If you remember, the verses that we have dealt with after verse 47 of Surah Baqarah have all been dealing in some way or in one way or the other with Bani Israel. This verse is not an exception. The verse refers to the people who have faith. Now remember that these verses are addressed to Bani Israel upon entrance to Medina. Now, not exactly the first few instances where they had just, you know, the Holy Prophet and the Muhajirin, the companions of the Prophet, moved from Mecca to Medina, but during the first few months probably of their stay in Medina, where they established the government, these verses were revealed to Bani Israel, or regarding Bani Israel. So, O you who have faith, Ya أيها الذين آمنوا, it's a very interesting term. It refers to the people who came with the Holy Prophet. Oh, people who have already had faith, people who came with the Holy Prophet. Don't say ra'ina, say unzurna. Now, I will explain those two Arabic terms so we understand what it says, the verse is trying to refer to. But for the time being, use the word unzurna. Do not use the word ra'ina. And listen. And for the faithless, there is a very painful punishment. There's another verse in the Holy Quran that explains to us what the philosophy behind this verse is. Now, before getting into that, the words ra'ina and unzurna have got the same meaning. Ra'ina comes from the word ra'i, means please give us some time. Unzurna also has the same meaning. Unzurna means, please, could you wait a little bit? I need to comprehend that. Give us some time for us to comprehend what you're saying so we can understand it. So the discussion here is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell the people who have faith, use the word unzurna. Don't use the other word. It's a synonym, but don't use that word. What's the background behind the story? There's another verse in the Holy Quran that helps us understand this. Surah Nisa, verse 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَاضِعِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ سَمِعْنَا وَحَصَيْنَا وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ وَرَاعِنَا لَيَّنْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ. And from the people who have been guided, مِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, literally means that I just said, the people who have been guided. But as you know, the people, the Jewish people in the Arabic language are called Yahud. That's what it's referring to. That's from the same root, Hadi. from these people, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَاضِعِهِ. There are some who change the meanings of words. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. The other thing they do is, they say, we hear, but we disobey. وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ. Listen, but you cannot listen. You are too clumsy and too stupid, if I could use that word, to understand. لَيَّنْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ. Twisting their tongues and disrespecting the faith. That kind of gives us an idea what the background is. The Jewish people in Medina, they would gather around the Prophet just like the Muslims would as well. When the Holy Prophet explained a concept, said something to the people, the Muslims would turn back and say, Ra'ina, give us some time. We need to think about that. We don't exactly understand what you're saying. Well, let me think about it. You know, something that when a new concept is introduced, something that's a deep concept, and alhamdulillah, the religion, the divine religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His last messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is full of these deep concepts that I really advise the Muslim brothers and sisters to try to get their hands on these deep concepts, try to understand them, and realize what a rich religion we have. So, this is pretty normal when you have people that have not been introduced to such concepts, especially people, most of which are illiterate and have not had real education. If they're faced with such concepts, such deep concepts, it will take time for them to understand. So when the Prophet would explain something new, they would say, Ra'ina, please allow us to contemplate on that and to try to understand it. The Jews that were around, they would use the same exact word. They would say, Ra'ina. But as this verse said, يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَضَعِهِ. Two points were said there. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ وَضَعِهِ. They change the meanings of words. And the other thing that was said at the end of the verse, said, they say, رَاعِنَا لَيَّنْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ. Twisting their tongues and disrespecting the faith. They use the same word, but this same word, for those who know Arabic grammar, could be from a different root. That root, the other root of the word, which some have said to be الرعونة, okay, the meaning of it changes completely. رعنا that was said by the Muslims meant allow us time, give us time, we need to contemplate to try to understand and comprehend this new concept. رعنا that they used it in a different meaning. It sounded the same, but what they meant by it, they were disrespecting the Prophet. A phrase that was used before this exact word ra'ina in that verse 46 of Surah Nisa. وَاسْمَعْ غَيْرَ مُسْمَعٍ. Al-'ayadu billah, they were saying, referring to the Holy Prophet, al-'ayadu billah, this is what they said, that they were considering the Prophet, oh you, astaghfirullah, you stupid being, you cannot understand. Hear, listen, but you cannot understand. That's what they meant by the word ra'ina. Now, once they started using this word, the Jewish people in Medina, once they started using this word, okay, to take this opportunity away from them to make fun of the religion in their own gatherings and start, you know, to giggle amongst themselves regarding how they're fooling the Muslims to think that they're saying something nice and they're part of them, and instead they're actually disrespecting the Holy Prophet. The Holy Quran, in a very, very strong language, says, O people who have faith, use the word unzurna, which has the same meaning, but the good one, the good meaning of it. Use the word unzurna, not ra'ina. Wasma'u, and listen to what the Prophet has to say. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those who are faithless, there is a very painful punishment for. Painful punishment for those who are faithless. Now, we've mentioned in a previous session, if you remember, in the Holy Quran, the word kufr, disbelief, doesn't always refer to the lack of faith, the lack of iman. A lot of times it refers to the lack of practice, not practicing something that the faith would necessitate. The faith necessitates listening to the Holy Prophet. Okay, if I believe that he is the messenger of God, and I'm the servant of God, and I need to listen to what God says, if the prophet tells me that God has said, you use this word, not the other, I've got to obey that. All right, disobedience of that in the Holy Quran, a lot of times, is called kufr. So this piece of the verse says, this is such an important issue that the Holy Quran says, whoever disobeys this is going to have very painful punishment. So the language that's used is a very harsh tone. Make sure you don't use the word ra'na. This opportunity has got to be taken away from the Jewish people. Now this point, I would like to take the opportunity to explain that Islam is actually a religion that deals with all aspects of life. If you see and pay attention to this point that was mentioned in this verse, in this very, very strong language, which shows the importance of it, is a social issue. In a social issue, the Holy Quran tells us that we have got to prevent or to make sure our conduct is such that others cannot take advantage of that and make fun of our religion, disrespect our religion or our prophet. In this case, you know, that's a general concept. In this case, a word was being used by Muslims that started to be used by the Jewish people, but they started using it with a different meaning, and through that, they were making fun of the Muslims. The Holy Quran says you shouldn't do that. The Holy Quran in the religion of Islam is not a religion that only deals with what happens in your home and your relationship with God, and the maximum be good to your parents and, you know, be good to your relatives, but you don't need to worry about anything else. You don't need to worry about what people say about religion. You don't need to worry about what is going on in your society. You don't need to worry about what's going on in Palestine and people are getting killed and, you know, what Israel is doing. You don't need to worry about what your government is doing to the Muslims if you're living in America or if you're living in the UK or any other country that is oppressing the Muslim people. The Islam is not a religion that would tell you to stay in your home and have nothing to do with these things. All you got to worry about is prayer and that stuff. No. That's not what Islam is all about. This very, if you pay attention to it, it doesn't seem to be a very, very important issue. Now, the core of it is a very important issue. If the prophet becomes the laughstock of the city, the prophet is starting to be made fun of, okay, by people, that is going to be taking away the effect of the words and the statements of the Holy Prophet. The core of it is very important, but this example of it, you know, or the basis, the foundation for why this law is made, this point is made clear to the people that they should not use that one word, is a very fundamental point. Okay, the respect that the prophet has got to have in society in order to be able to convey the message that God has given to him. You need to have that respect. But this one example, just the word by some people that's being used, changed this word. Instead of using ra'ina, use the word unzurna. Seems like a very, very, it's like nitpicking. It's a very small point, but it shows the importance of it. How important a social issue could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever disobeys this point, there's going to be painful punishment. Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to this. I was trying to find out what our responsibilities are and make sure we're not doing something that is in the social realm of things, and we are negligent of the fact that there could be an issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do or not to do in that regard. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu subhanaka ya man la sharika lahu سبحانك يا من لا شريك له.